Listen, let me tell you, start this thing early. Don't wait till you are old. Don't wait till you have 10 million naira. Secondary school education is not expensive. You can give scholarship to 10 people in your village. You can be, look, listen, these are the kind of powers that God will give you. NYSC, you will go there and say, post, I want somebody with a BSc in physics or chemistry or maths to go out to my village. And as the guy is showing up, say, come. I will arrange a nice accommodation for you. I'll give you a small generator. And I will give you on top of Allah 15K a month. Please don't redeploy. That's what men do. That's what God is saying. You will say to those who are bound, go for, let's declare again. He said, God will empower me.
God will empower me.
So that I will be able to say to those who are bound, go free. And I will say to those who are hidden in darkness,
show yourselves.
Listen to me. This is what God will do in your life.
Amen.
I said, this is what God will do in your life.
Amen.
I said, this is what God will do in your life.
Amen.
Begin to declare concerning your tomorrow. You are a significant day. You are coming. I declare that light will be in my hands, and I will show light to the peoples. I am a salvation that God has made. I am not a nonentity. Therefore, I will not die in obscurity. Therefore, I will not die in darkness. Therefore, I will not die small. I declare that greatness is my portion. Now, you know what you do with greatness. So, don't keep quiet. Say, I declare that greatness is my portion. I declare that bright days are coming upon me. I thank God for where I am right now. I thank God that I may be small right now. But this is the word of God to the small people. He said, you will become so great that you will be a blessing to many peoples. He said, you will become so great that you will be a blessing to many peoples. Declare it. Say, God will empower me. Declare. This is my favorite scripture. I want you to declare this one with me. Isaiah 66 verse 12. He said, behold. I want you to declare. Say, behold.
Behold.
God is causing prosperity to flow towards me like a river.
God is causing prosperity to flow towards me.
And the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream.
And the wealth of the nations like an overflowing
stream. So that I may do the will of God in this nation.
So that I may do the will of God in this nation.
So that I may be a light for many peoples.
So that I may be a light for many peoples.
Says, prosperity, I speak to you.
Prosperity, I speak to you.
Come to me in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come to me in the name of Jesus.
Abundance resources.
Abundance.
I speak to you.
Come
and have, you have work to do with me in the name of Jesus Christ.
Come, you have work to do with me in the name of Jesus.
He said, God will make all grace abound towards me.
God will make all grace abound towards me.
So that having all sufficiency in all things.
So that having all sufficiency in all things.
I will abound to all kinds of good works.
I will abound to all kinds of good works.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
He said, though my yesterday was small,
but my latter end shall greatly increase.
He said, this is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ,
that
though he was rich,
yet for my sake
he became poor,
that I through his poverty
might become rich. Say, I will use his riches for the will of God.
I will speak to those who are bound.
I will say to them, go forth.
I will say to those who are in darkness,
show yourselves.
Show yourself.
Say, Father, I give you thanks. Begin to give God thanks once again. Say, Lord, I worship you. Let's give God for that thanksgiving of Jonah again. Say, Lord, I may not be where I am supposed to be. I may not be where I want to be. I may not be where I know I am going to be right now, but Lord, I thank you because I know I am heading for that place. I worship you. I worship you because of the word. He said, I rejoice at thy word as those that find great treasure. I rejoice at thy word as those who have find great treasure. Say, Lord, I thank you for the glories that follow my sufferings. Lord, thank you for the glories that follow my sufferings. I may be despised today. There is a word that describes my tomorrow. The word says that kings shall see me and they will arise. And princes also will bow down. Because of the Lord who is faithful. And the Holy One of Israel who has chosen me.
So in a favorable time, God has answered me, and he shall yet answer me. And in the day of salvation, he has helped me, and he shall yet help me. He has given me as for a covenant of the people to restore the land and to make them inherit desolate heritages. I will say to those who are bound, go forth. And to those who are in darkness, show yourselves. Say, I am a light to the nations. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, everybody, just go to verse 14 of Isaiah chapter 49. He said, but Zion said, that stands for the people of God. The Lord has forsaken me. It happens to the Lord. You see, these are true issues of life. People think something that God has forgotten them. And the Lord has forgotten me. God now answered. He said, can a woman forget her nursing child? That is a difficult thing. And have no compassion on the son of her womb. Now, we know that these things are very, very, very unlikely to happen. But God said, even this may forget. Because this happens once in a while. About 6 children die a year in America. That the parents forget them locked up in the car. Then they come out, the child has suffocated. It happens once in a rare while. It's not often, alright? So God said, I know one day you hear of those circumstances. So let me tell you, even if they forget, I will not forget you. Listen, you know why God says these things? Because there are times it appears as if he has forgotten. There are times you sit down, you cross your leg, and you put a hand under your head and look at the sky. And say, God, you sure say you did there? Are you getting my point? Yes, it happens. But hear ye the word of the Lord. The Lord said he has not forgotten you, that he can't. It doesn't have the ability to forget you. You know why? He said, behold, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. I was speaking to Zion, a fenced city. So he had walls. He said, your builders hurry. Your destroyers and devastators will depart from you. Listen, I told you, look, life has stages. Anytime you are down, these are the prophetic words. You know, remember our incantations? If you're in the cult of Christ, say amen.
Amen.
If you're a babalawo for Christ, shout amen.
Amen.
If you are the original Dibia that God has made, say amen.
Amen.
Yes, we are the real. I've told you, when you see a local Dibia, say, oh boy, come and bow. Your senior boys have come. We are in the real inner covenants, in the real things. And we also have incantations that we use. When you have troubles, this is where you go to. That's why we read these scriptures together. When it looks like God has forgotten you, you bring out an incantation. Because the devil starts using those things to make you get you discouraged. And if you are not... Look, I told Satan all he can do is tempt. He wants to discourage you. Because once you are discouraged, you lose your reward. He said, don't be weary of doing good. Because in due season, there's a season. Everybody shout, there's a season. In due season, you will reap your reward. But he said this, if you faint not. A lot of people faint. I thought that's what happens. I've observed a lot of people faint along the way. You think that the word of God didn't work. No. They got tired before the due season. So when discouragement wants to set in, you open to Isaiah chapter 49. In this verse 14. And verse 15, where it says, God has said, I will not forget you. You declare, this is our incantation, declare. Say, I am inscribed on the palms of God's hands. Describe it. My walls are continually before him. Listen, you know what he said? He said, your destroyers and devastators will depart from you. Listen, when you have troubles, begin to declare. Say, my destroyers and my troubles, they will depart from me. My troubles will depart from me. My destroyers will depart from me. The things that are keeping me down now will depart from me. Listen to this verse 18. It says, lift up your eyes and look around. All of them gather together. They come to you. As I leave. Now, he's describing something here. You shall surely put on all of them as jewels and bind them as a bride. For your waste and desolate places and your destroyed land, Surely now you will be too cramped for the inhabitants, and those who swallowed you will be far away. The children of whom you were bereaved will say to you in your ears, the place is too cramped for me. Let me quickly decode this, alright, so we can get the reality of it. What he was saying was this. He was using Zion, Jerusalem, alright, as an illustration of when the lives of Christians have been devastated. When you have looked for good, and it seemed like it's only evil that you find. He said, this is what will happen. Your destroyers will depart. that it will happen. Listen to this. Let me. You know, I like to use money as an example because it's something we can easily relate with. All right? And even Jesus used to do it. He talked parable of the talents and all of that. He said the places where you invested money and you lost money, what he was saying, your desolate places, your children of whom you were bereaved, the products you were selling, things that, you know, maybe you have a shop and then now you used to be stuck before now, there's very little happening there. God said, this is what will happen one day. A day will come, your store manager will come and say, sir, we need to hire another warehouse. That this one has become too small for us. Listen to me. There are government legislations that are released and businesses closed. Do you know that? That's a destroyer. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The ideas you have, and they say, the power, the decree or law concerning power generation in Nigeria states this. And for that reason, state governments have not been able to do anything. Are you getting my point? Hear ye the word of the Lord. Those decrees will depart from this land.
Amen.
Listen, Christians are not supposed to settle down and be grumbling. You are supposed to say, okay, why can't you do this? They said, this has been done. He said, listen, my destroyer will depart from me. If there is a government decree that is holding back your business, you will declare, my destroyers will depart from me. The time will come. The shop that was empty, they will tap to you and say, Oga, I think this place is too small. Why don't you leave this area and go and hire a bigger one? That's what Isaiah was saying here. Are you getting the point? Are you getting the point? Are you getting the point? You start a school. He said, I don't have too many pupils. A time will come. You will say, how can you put 50 pupils in one classroom? Say, this building is too small. We need to go and hire a big, in fact, let's go and buy land towards MNA and start constructing. Because where we are right now is too small. That's what he means when he says, your children will come and say to you that this place is too cramped for us. Are you getting my point? Now that you understand it, let's declare again. Let's now go back. He said, my destroyers and devastators will depart away from me. I want to say this. He said, my waste and desolate places and my destroyed land. Say that loud.
My waste and desolate places and my destroyed land.
Will soon be too cramped for inhabitants. Desolate means there is nobody there. Do you understand my point? You have a business. To stay afloat, you need about 15 clients a day. Right now, you get like 5. Are you getting my point? You must learn to talk. You will give God thanks and begin to declare, a time will come. You thought you needed only 3 members of staff to attend to customers. You will need 10. I didn't hear amen.
Yeah.
Am I talking to myself? That's what it means when they say that people will come and say, this place is too cramped. Let me tell you, if you want to buy and sell, I want Christians to open their eyes. I see shops in Enugu, you know this shop downstairs, it makes me laugh. That man doesn't have vision. I don't care how much money he's making, he doesn't have vision. But the amount of customers you don't use barcoding, you decrease. 2010. You know what they call barcoding? Okay, you never come up for Enugu before, don't be your fault. I mean, you go to Lagos, you know, you see shop. We just reached there was a day, there was one shop in Surulere. Oh, even Roban's there, sorry. You just have a scanner. All right, or just roll the thing up on one transparent glass like this. Computer will beep, beep, beep. That way, instead of saying how much is this, how much be this particular price? That one, you just swipe the thing. They don't barcode everything. Those ideas should be in your mind because God is saying that one day your customers will complain that this place is too cramped for us. So you need to have ways to make sure they don't line up for too long. All right, can I have your things? Boom, pim, pim, pim. Without you saying a word, the total cost, all right, displays for the customer to see, counts the money, and you collect your money, and that's it. Instead of this saying that, how much is this one? The labor don't fall, come out to call your partner, say, how much is this labor? Those computers are designed to help you make more money, not to make Dell rich or HP rich or Compaq rich. No, they were designed to help you make more money. Believers will learn to open their eyes and reach out for such things. Is that here an amen?
Amen?
Because it will come to pass. Declare it. It will come to pass.
It will come to pass.
that my customers will complain one day
that
this place has become too small for us.
Say,
it will come to pass
that
my clients become so plenty
that
I will have to increase my staff strength tenfold
because of the Lord who is faithful
and the Holy One of Israel who has chosen me. Let us declare,
though my yesterday be small,
yet my latter end shall greatly increase.
Let me read this and we'll leave.
Verse 22. It said, thus says the Lord, behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations and set up my standard to the peoples. And they will bring your sons in their bosom and your daughters will be carried on their shoulders. And kings will be your guardians and their princesses your nurses. They will bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick the dust of your feet. And you will know that I am the Lord. Oh God, this is one of my favorite scriptures. Oh, and those who hopefully wait for me will not be put to shame. I like to decode these things. Your daughters, your sons, they can refer to ideas that you have. Listen, God will send Indians, Chinese people, those are nations. Oh, they are best engineers. They are best technicians. We come to come and help you birth the ideas that you have in your heart.
Amen.
You know who kings are? They are men who God gave a lot of money. I don't want to mention it. There's one man in Nigeria. He has one of the most stable banks in this country. One day my friend was saying that his younger brother wanted to buy a house from them. His younger brother, who he made rich, wanted to buy a house from them for 450 million naira just to live in it. This big guy made this boy rich, his brother. As a young boy, listen, he used to hawk oranges in Yaba in Lagos. How did he start that bank? I still remember the gist those days. He had sense. So he got that men and said, you guys bring money, let's start a bank. The men who brought money are called kings. Do you get my point? They come to nurse your children, your ideas. That is, you say, look, this is what we cost. If you give me 5 million naira, I will give you 10% of the company. You will sell 40% at 5 million. All you put is your idea and you own 60%. Listen to me. In 10 years' time, the company will be worth a few billions of naira. And you will own 60% of it. What happened? Kings came and they nursed your children. That's what it means. That kings will come and they will nurse your children. Look, listen. Oh God, I pray that believers will learn to enter into God's rest. Because he said, because those who hopefully wait for the Lord will never be put to shame. I have discovered that it will never happen. I prayed this prayer long ago. I said, God, it will never happen. And I know it will never happen. That somebody will look at me and say, we told him. Told me what? What people will say is that, this boy was wise. Because those who hopefully wait for him, the Bible said they will never be put to shame. Let me declare to you again. Kings will see you and they will arise.
Amen.
Listen, kings will come and nurse your children.
Amen.
You know what children mean now? Ideas. The plans. The things you want to birth. You don't have money. People will gather and say, this thing you have said must be done.
Amen.
Listen, I used to say that David was so powerful. He could take any of those his warriors in battle. It's not true. David could kill Goliath. But he was afraid of Joab. I'm telling you. Joab was an area boy that God gave the spirit of the warrior. One day David looked and said, these sons of Zariah, they are too much a problem for me. David would say, whoever takes that giant down, I'm making the chief of staff. Joab said, give me the sword. Runs after a giant. This is not David that killed giants. There were many men like that, men who could sling with the right hand and with the... What David used to kill Goliath, they could sling with the right hand and with the left. The Bible said they would string at the strand of hair and they would not miss. All these men gathered, laid their swords down and said, David, point in any direction, we kill anybody. No, that's what they used to do. These were strong men. Yet, they would come to David and say, point in any direction, we kill anybody. David said, Now, wow, man, just did thirsty. He said, bring water. Bring a sharp boat, man, the water I would like to drink. Now, that one within near that gate of Jerusalem, between there where they were and there was a garrison of Philistine soldiers. Three men said, God, I won't drink water. Come, let's go. You don't get what I'm saying. They fought their way through an army, fetch water, carry the water, fought their way back, and said, David, drink. That was how much honor. Do you get my point? God placed upon this man. Men stronger than him came. The Bible said they amassed as a great army, like the army of God. They came to establish David as a king. You don't need all strength. You hear what I said? No, you need God's favor. Let me declare to you again. That favor is your portion in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, those who hopefully wait for me will not be put to shame. Did you hear what I said? He said, those who hopefully wait for me will not be put to shame. If your faith is in Christ Jesus, listen to me. Men will gather and they will help you.
Amen.
Men will gather and they will help you.
Amen.
And your help will come from the strangest of places. One of a colleague of mine, who's now is a consultant at UNT, now when he finished the postgraduate training, he said he was looking for a job. His panel beater said to him, you want to work in UNT? I can help you. And he looked at the panel beater and said, will you shut your mouth and do your work? After some time, the man told him, when you are ready, shall call me. One day, he called the man through. The man said, come, let us go. His panel beater got a consultant at UNT a job. I heard a story before of one young boy who used to go to the market. One day he went to the market, was lamenting and groaning and complaining. And one man who sold books said, what is the problem? He said, I wanted to get admission to UNN, this UNN. I tried, it didn't work, I don't know anybody, nothing, nothing. The man said, you're a very foolish boy. You've been coming here all these days, why didn't you tell me? He brought out his bike, jumped on top. He rode his bike to the front of the VC's house, knocked the door. He said, Vice Chancellor, Ndewo, this is my son. It's my boy, he needs admission. Okay, where are your papers? They gave the boy admission at UNN. Say the man, the bookshop owner, not me saying no person. He and the VC were probably in the same class and in primary school. Just that the VC went this way, he went the other way. Listen to me, from every angle, from any angle, men will come, they will help you.
Amen.
Princesses will nurse your children.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The army that God will gather around you will be so great, it will be like the army of God.
Amen.
And they will establish you a king in your own Israel.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's begin to give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, I thank you. Because kings are coming to help me. Because princesses are coming to nurse my daughters. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, I worship and I thank you. Lord, I worship and I thank you. Lord, I worship and I thank you. Let's just worship the Lord.